This is BBC Radio 2 online, on digital radio and on 88 to 91 FM.
BBC News at 8 o'clock on Sunday, the 28th of February. Good morning, this is James Kelly. The Irish Prime Minister has admitted his government has been defeated in the country's general election. Hillary Clinton has won the latest stage of the race for the Democratic presidential nomination by a large margin. And the film adaptation of one of the world's best-selling books has won a series of unwanted awards. The Irish Prime Minister Enda Kenny has admitted that his coalition government has been defeated in the country's general election. Smaller parties and independents have benefited from anger over Mr. Kenny's austerity policies. Chris Buckler reports from Dublin.
The voting system used in Ireland means that there are hours of counting still to go and seats still to be won. But the Irish Prime Minister, the Taoiseach Enda Kenny, has already accepted that his party Fine Gael and their coalition partners Labour won't be able to form a new government by themselves. The next Irish Parliament will look very different. Sinn Féin, independent and anti-austerity candidates have benefited from a surge in support, while the main opposition party Fianna Fáil has had more success than some had predicted.
Britain's most senior civil servant is to appear before a committee of MPs to explain why cabinet ministers who oppose EU membership are being denied access to some government papers on Europe. The Cabinet Secretary, Sir Jeremy Hayward, issued guidance to say ministers opposing the official government line should not be allowed to see the documents, prompting claims from Leave campaigners that the establishment is lined up against them. Hillary Clinton has won an emphatic victory over her rival Bernie Sanders in the South Carolina Democratic presidential primary. Speaking at a victory rally in the state capital Columbia, she took aim at the billionaire Donald Trump, who's leading the Republican field.
We don't need to make America great again. America has never stopped being great. But we do need to make America whole again. Instead of building walls, we need to be tearing down barriers.
An Indian man has stabbed to death 14 members of his own family, including seven children, before taking his own life. Police said they were called to a house near Mumbai by neighbours who'd heard the man's sister screaming for help. She was the sole survivor of the attack. Investigators believe a dispute over property may have sparked the mass killing. 34 people were arrested after anti-fascist protesters clashed with right-wing activists in Liverpool yesterday. Merseyside police said one officer was treated in hospital for concussion after being struck by a missile. The government's been warned that tax changes announced last year could result in more than a million buy-to-let property owners facing a loss on their investments. The Treasury insists that the measures will correct the unfair advantage currently enjoyed by such landlords. Here's our business correspondent, Joe Lynham.
There are 2 million buy-to-let landlords owning a fifth of British homes. From next year, the amount of mortgage interest which they can deduct from tax bills will start to fall. On top of that, buy-to-let investors will be paying an additional 3% stamp duty from April. A study by the consultants Property Partner says that if interest rates rose to 2.5%, the traditional buy-to-let house would be loss-making by 2020 in 7 out of 10 UK towns and cities. It expects the average annual loss to be £325.
Boxing, Belfast's Carl Frampton has won the unified WBA and IBF Super Bantamweight titles. He beat Scott Quigg on points in Manchester. Our boxing correspondent Mike Costello watched the fight.
Well, there was an amazing atmosphere here in the Manchester Arena where we've seen so many great fighters and great fights down the years, but the contest itself didn't live up to the billing until the last four rounds when Quigg really started to land with some venom and had his first successes of the contest. We thought at ringside that Carl Frampton was a wide winner, and one of the reasons the contest didn't really sparkle in the early rounds was because of his dominance. In the end, the judges scored it, one of them too quick by two rounds. The other two judges gave it to Carl Frampton by four rounds.
The big screen adaptation of 50 Shades of Grey dominated last night's Golden Raspberry Awards, which aimed to highlight the cinematic flops of the year ahead of tonight's Oscars. The erotic romance picked up the Razzie for joint worst film, alongside the remake of the superhero action movie Fantastic Four, and worst screenplay. Its stars, Jamie Dornan and Dakota Johnson, were named Worst Actor and Actress. And the weather, a crisp, bright start for many. Plenty of sunshine is expected through the day in the north, with more cloud in southern and central parts. Temperatures ranging between 8 and 5 Celsius. BBC News, it's 5 minutes past 8.
Thank you kindly. We've got live music coming up very shortly and chat with Callahan. She's here. We'll be talking to her after this from the Proclaimers.